mobile.
To SWJ. Good morning, this is Scott.
Morning, Scott. This is Rob. How you doing this morning?
Just sitting here at the computer, starting my day.
Boom.
Been on the road, yes.
I have that we have that option at work too, but I tell you, I really don't care for working from home. I like being in the office, so I go in every day.
Office, when they downsized the office, and so it took some getting used to, but I actually like it now.
I think a lot of companies are going that way because they figured out they can save money by not having such huge office buildings and having to, support that. So, a lot of companies, I think, have figured that out and do a lot of remote working. But for whatever reason, mine, we do kind of have that as an option, but it's very limited.
Each company's culture. But yeah, mine embraced remote working fully to the most extreme extent.
Are you over in the Greenville area? I'm in Spartanburg.
Greer.
Yeah, right in the middle.
It's in Greer. We have an identity crisis. Half the town is in Spartanburg County, half the town's in Greenville County, so we don't know where we belong.
Spartanburg, and I work at SEW over in Lyman, and we have a lot of people that live in Simpsonville mainly, but some people that live in Greer also that come over there for work every day. So, and then, you know, a few of us from Spartanburg, so I guess geographically it's just a good spot.
World lives in Simpsonville.
That's what you mean by that. That is, a lot of people hate Spartanburg. I love it. I wouldn't live anywhere else.
I'm in Spartanburg, really. I mean, I end up over there a fair amount when I Uber some on the side, and I end up over there a good bit for that. But, like, just goofing off and having fun, I don't get to spend much time over in Spartanburg.
Woodville, you know, bypassed Spartanburg years ago as far as growth and development and everything, but honestly, that's fine with me because I can't stand having to drive over to Greenville because of traffic. But Spartanburg, to me, still kind of has a little bit of that hometown feel to it because it hasn't grown as much as Greenville has. So, I'm good with it, but we don't have near as much to offer as Greenville does.
That may not be all bad. I mean, small town feel next door to a big town. You can go to Greenville when you need whatever it is that Greenville has to offer, and you can have the homeliness and friendliness of Spartanburg for every day. That's not bad. I know I started going to Spartanburg Regional Medical over Prisma and haven't looked back.
We use Regional as well. I know for a while we had an issue with our insurance and what's the big hospital over in Greenville. But anyway, our insurance couldn't work out a deal with them, and so we had a lot of ticked off people that lived in Simpsonville and around, you know, that area. But they finally got that figured out. Just curious, what kind of setup are you running at home?
FT991A, and it's pretty nice. Haven't gotten up on HF yet. My goal for this weekend, assuming work doesn't drown me again like last weekend, my goal for last weekend was the same as the goal for this weekend, is to get my HF antenna out in the trees and get up and running on HF.
Work on, all I've really got is a mobile rig here in the car. I'm trying to work on rigging up something at home other than just my little handheld, but I've got a little 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna up in the attic, and it seems to work okay, but I was just kind of kind of curious what you were running.
1A, it's pretty nice. I mean, it's a whole, it's a HF, VHF, UHF, all mode transceiver in one. I mean, I haven't got to try it out on HF yet. Works well on VHF, UHF, and I really like it. I mean, it was, as far as HF transceivers go, it wasn't super expensive.
I've been looking at HF radios. They're proud of
that.
Old ICOM radio that my grandfather gifted to me. I need to rig it up and play with it a little bit, but I imagine that thing is probably from the 70s or 80s.
I have learned that when it comes to those HF radios, as long as they're taken care of, newer does not necessarily mean better.
That's true. I guess I need to make me a little 20-meter dipole up and get it hung up somewhere and try it out.
Whole HOA problem in where I live, and so I've got to hide mine in the trees and all that kind of stuff. And what I've got now is my antenna for my VHF UHF. I've got this little porch on my back of my house, and my antenna is sitting on the roof of that porch, and it doesn't rise. There's trees all around it, but nobody's complained yet. But I haven't had it out in the winter when all the trees are bare yet, so we'll see what people say. But you can't see it from the front of the house, so I don't think anybody will say anything.
Same HOA problem, which is why I put mine up in the attic where it's not visible. I've got a 10-meter antenna up there, and I've also got a 11-meter dipole when I feel like playing on CB radio. So both of those are in the attic, which I'm sure limits me some, but at least the neighbors aren't complaining. But speaking of, you know, there is a federal bill in-house that, the ARRL is working on. So if you go on their website, there's a link where you can send emails to your senators in support. So, and it's trying to ban HOAs from stopping people like us from putting up antennas.
Buddy, I tell you what, if that passes, I will slap a 200-foot tower in my backyard and give the HOA the finger.
Check it out online. It seriously takes 5 seconds because all you have to do is put in your call sign and your name, I think, and it types the email and everything out and sends it. Like, it knows who your, I guess by your zip code, it knows who your senators and everything are. And so all you have to do is put in your call sign, and it prompts the email and everything for you. All you have to do is hit send. It's super easy. Where it's like some kind of like disaster relief thing, you know, kind of like when we got hit by Helene, the Emergency Communication Act or something like that. But of course, with the federal government being shut down right now, I mean, nothing's happening with it this minute, but maybe they'll get it started back up whenever the government comes back to play.
I'd love to see something like that pass. Government actually do something really good for a change.
I totally agree. Because for the most part, they are a complete waste of time and our money.
About that.
Anything about this shutdown, you know, my understanding is that they're, you know, all these senators and stuff are still getting paid. The shutdown doesn't affect their paycheck, from what I understand anyway. And, you know, I said, you know, if it affected them the way it affects these TSA workers and everybody else, there would never be a shutdown.
The senators get paid and all that, and the House representatives get paid during the government shutdown, but TSA and all the rest of them don't. That is unbelievably and incredibly unfair and ridiculous, I would have an absolute fit.
My understanding, I mean, you're welcome to fact check me on that, because I could be wrong, but I believe that's the way that it works, yeah.
Yeah, government says
it's elected versus being on the payroll.
Transmission was a little low. I didn't hear what was said.
The difference between being elected and being on the payroll, and to SWJ.
So I guess I am correct about that then.
That's slick. I just put in my call sign. It filled in my name, my address, everything, all automatically, I guess, from the FCC database.
It literally takes 5 seconds to do it. So, you know, every ham should try to, you know, do that in support of this thing. Hopefully it'll get pushed through, because they had one a couple years ago at the state level in South Carolina, and it fizzled out. Nothing ever happened. So I'm hoping the federal one will go through, because they've got a federal bill that protects them. So HOAs can't stop you from having TV antennas or satellite dishes. There's a Telecommunications Act about that, but it doesn't cover ham radio.
It makes sense. Ham radio was a lifesaver in the whole Asheville area and everything during Helene. So, I mean, without it, they'd have been up the proverbial creek.
But I wonder how many people in western North Carolina might have been saved if they just had a cheap Balfane, you know, 2-meter radio where they could have called for help, or at least let the people know where they were and they were, you know, alive, or whatever the circumstances might be.
It would have saved lives, lots of lives, I bet.
Were cut off, you know, and they knew there were, you know, houses and stuff up on some of those mountains, but there was no way to get to them. So, you know, I wonder, you know, some of those people, they could have had some sort of way to reach out and say, hey, you know, we're up here, but we need food, or we need water, or we need insulin, or we need whatever. So, I totally support the bill. I hope it passes.
I support that bill, too.
I've had a good time talking to you this morning. I'm pulling in the lineman, so I'll be at work in just a second. I hope I catch you on here again sometime soon.
What was your name again? I'm sorry, I'm horrible with names. And have a good day. I'll be clear on your final.
It's Rob. Call sign is KQ4SZY. I'll talk to you later, Scott. Take care, buddy.